Well, welcome to your March Montgomery County Farm Bureau Report. I'm your host, Katie Wilson, manager for Montgomery County. And this month, we'll be visiting with not only a Farm Bureau member, but a leader in the local ag industry. Dave Wright is serving as the new general manager for M&M Service Company. And we talked about his new position and recent changes that have taken place for the business.
So I started with McCoupin Service Company at the time back in 1995, right out of college, as the assistant controller. Was here for the 1998 consolidation with Montgomery Service Company when M&M Service Company was first formed, and then was fortunate enough to become the controller that following year in 1999. A position I held right up until this past January. Also, obviously, was involved in the merger in 2011 with Madison Service Company to form the three-county M&M as we currently have today. So, and then, like I said, January 4th of this year, upon Brad Kloss's retirement, I was fortunate enough to be selected as the next general manager here at M&M.
For those listening, I think a lot of people in the WSMI listening area are very familiar with M&M Service, but maybe for someone who's not, we mentioned some different counties, but what is your service territory?
So, yeah, we service McCoupin, Montgomery, and Madison counties here in Illinois. We have facilities, about 20 brick-and-mortar facilities across that geography, obviously grain elevators, fertilizer plants, chemical plants, bulk fuel, and LP gas.
And a lot of growth has been happening recently for the business. I know of just a few acquisitions here close by. Can you give us an update on all those that took place here recently, Dave?
Sure, Katie. I think the listening audience is generally aware with our territory and our operations. But we did last September have a couple of acquisitions, one of which was we acquired some assets and some employees in the business of Miller Brothers Farm and Fertilizer, the fertilizer portion of that. Relocated about seven employees to our Litchfield facility and have been servicing those customers since last fall and are gearing up for this spring. And then that same week, we actually entered into a lease to lease the Witt and Nokomis facilities of the former Route 16 Grain Cooperative. We leased those facilities through Harvest, and then we're able to close on the property and actually acquired those facilities here in December. So a couple of big changes for our operation. Really looking forward to continuing to work with those customers in those areas.
I would say that has changed what you're able to provide your customers and probably changed the amount of storage you have available. Some big improvements, I would guess.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the biggest thing that I'm excited about is some of the people that are all the people that we were able to bring on board. They've had existing relationships with the growers in that area, in those areas, and really help facilitate the transition over to M&M operations. And again, really excited about working with those growers and continuing to service them.
Sounds great. Definitely exciting changes. And want to talk about another change that is to come. Dave, you gave us an update at our last board meeting. Something new is going to be happening at your Litchfield location.
That's correct, Katie. We're going to be building a brand new state-of-the-art liquid agronomy facility or chemical plant, if you will. It'll go just north of our existing fertilizer plant in the old plot area. So it'll be a start from the ground up operation. It'll be a 19,000 square foot facility. We'll have four total bays in the facility as well, one of which will be dedicated just to receiving product and we'll be able to spray run sprayers and tenders through the other three bays. That will triple our capacity there. You know, we've just kind of outgrown the facility there. We really don't have room to expand it. We're kind of up against our boundaries to the south. So we felt building a brand new facility, again, state of the art with all the new technology and environmental and safety considerations was the best route to go.
For those curious, as I am, when can we expect to see construction, or when will the project be finished, or what are the hoped for dates?
Well, as with everything we deal with, weather will obviously play a factor into that, but we should see that construction start here next month in April. You know, we anticipate having what we'll call a soft start. Be able to run through, get some product run through the facility next fall, and then be ready to fully launch spring of 2022.
Sounds great. You know, you mentioned next month is April already, so spring is upon us. How are operations right now? And I would imagine your folks are gearing up for spring.
Yep. Every February, March timeframe, you know, we're always preparing for spring, getting equipment ready, getting people lined up and ready to go. Obviously, this year is a little bit different. One of the concerns we have is CN2 or giving our employees the opportunity to get vaccinated. Again, we've been deemed essential workers. So any employee that wants to be vaccinated for the COVID vaccine, we're giving those them the choice to get that done and get ready to go for spring.
Sounds great. And Dave, while I have you, I think of the relationship between Farm Bureau and M&M Service Company and all our FS co-ops throughout the state. One of the great benefits is that you do give a patronage kickback. Would you like to highlight that a little bit?
Sure. I don't have the numbers right in front of me here, but you know, in my 25 plus years here at M&M Service Company, we've paid patronage every year. We feel that is a way to return some value to our member owners. You know, I think we've been competitive compared to other area cooperatives as far as our price, but then also this allows us to provide some other values in the form of that patronage. I'll also say our board is very proud of the stock we can redeem. We've redeemed stock every year. You know, we've offered for redemption. I believe we're about 8 years out right now. So we like to keep that stock in the hands of the current users of our cooperative. And again, our board has been really aggressive on that, keeping stock redeemed and that cash back in the hands of our customers.
Just one of many ways that you guys are giving back to your clients and customers. Dave, as we are running out of time here and I need to wrap things up, do you have any final thoughts that you would like to share while you have the chance, or anything that I didn't ask?
Yeah, one other thing, Katie, I'll mention, you know, we talked about some projects there that we'll be doing, and I did want to mention, I should have piggybacked on to your question about our acquisitions, but we will be doing some upgrades over at our Nokomis facility this spring as well. We'll be improving the receiving, putting a new leg up there at the elevator, as well as adding and changing kind of how the grain gets out. We'll be adding a truck load out at that facility as well. So we're really looking forward to that and improving the getting the grain in and out of that facility.
Dave Wright, General Manager for M&M Service Company. And that concludes your Farm Bureau report. For WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.